The Gemara says on the top of Daf Nuches Amud Aleph, what is the mitzvah of Talmid Chachamim? Ketzad kol shein tachtei ala sandalim b'masachamim v'nal b'masach nishamim v'shalom haaretz dayim v'la'etz erbalas. So what's the chilek, that why is it that Talmid Chacham only has his sandalim under his bed and Amaretz has so many things under his bed? So the Rishbam explains, and d'b'masach kol shein tachtei ala d'aminim b'psachim eichlin tachas amita afilim b'chubim b'chlim b'azol ruach ra shari aleim. So there's a ruach ra and things that are under the mita. And for that reason, the Talmud Chacham is makbir not to have any eichlin under his mita, not to have this ruach ra. But the Amaretz is it's a bolus because he's not makbid and he has everything under his bed, eichlin, mashkin, and kalim, and everything, because he's not makbid on this isser of not keeping things under the mita. The Shvus Yaakov in Chuvus asking about the Hikasha, he says that we find the Chazal aser the not allowed to eat by an Amaretz because of demai. We're afraid that he's going to be meichel yud demai. So, in fact, the Shvus Yaakov, why do we only aser it al demai? L'char, there's a much more practical issue they have to worry about, much more chamedic issue, and that's this issue over here, that the Amaretz left his eichlin tachas amita. We see over here that Amaretz are not makbin on that, and they keep their food under the bed, and it's a sakana to eat it, and Chazal say that chamir sakanta mi sura, sakana is even more chamer than an issue. So why did Chazal aser to eat by an Amaretz? Because of demai, l'char, typically, it should be aser to eat any food that Amaretz has, because we're chayshah that he puts it under his bed, and it should be a problem eating eichlin that are tachas amita. And based upon this kasha, he wants to prove from here that b'diyavid, you're allowed to have eichel m'shetachas amita. There is no iser b'diyavid. It's not that the food is nasir b'achila. It's not that there's a sakan in eating it. It's an iser l'chatchila. You shouldn't do it. You can't put it under the bed. You can't create a ruach ra. But once it was done, there is no iser to eat it. And for that reason, that wouldn't be enough of a reason to eat by, not to eat by nam haaretz. But there are many achanim that are chelik, and this Lugain and others, they hold that even b'diyavid, it's aser once it's left under the mita. And they're very machmir about this. And l'gabi derived from the Gemara, l'char, they have to say that it's not enough of a chash to be geizer. Maybe it's a chash rachik. It's true that Amaratzim do this, but it doesn't mean necessarily that every single food in this house was under the bed. And even if it was under the bed, who said that's the food that he's bringing to you? So that would not be enough of a reason to make this gezerah because it's more of a chash rachik. But lemaisa, they themselves are not makbid on it, and therefore there'd be no rachim here that it's mutter even b'diavad.